Well, we're all hearing about the political stare down in Washington continuing with no signs of easing regarding the budget shutdown. And we have asked John Klein to join us, 2nd District Congressman here on WCCO. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess the question would be, is there any behind-the-scenes private conversations going on that could get this thing taken care of?
Well, there are a lot of conversations going on. It's one-on-one, people like me talking to our Democrat colleagues and so forth, which is helpful, I think. But what we really need are the leaders to sit down and start negotiating. And so that was legislation that we passed in the House. We named what we call conferees, our negotiators, to go to a committee meeting and negotiate. And I think that's what needs to be done. I think there are lots of things where there are common ground that we can find that would allow the government to resume operations, probably for somewhere between 6 and 10 weeks, as we continue with other fiscal discussions out here, major issues that have to be addressed. But if you think about in Minnesota, for example, both of our senators, Democrats, are on record wanting to repeal the medical device tax. We want to repeal the medical device tax. So that's an example of places where we're in agreement, and we ought to be able to say, okay, let's put these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things out there, get agreement, and move on. And instead, we've had this line in the sand drawn by the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, and said, no, we're not going to negotiate. We only want one thing. And the President of the United States tells the Speaker of the House, well, he's not going to negotiate. Well, whether they like it or not, they're in a negotiation. So we need to have talks, face-to-face talks, and decide where we can agree and then move on.
Is this a point, Congressman, where new leaders need to emerge?
I don't know. I don't think so. We need to see some leadership. I'd like to see some real leadership from the President of the United States. Instead of saying he won't negotiate, have him step up and say, all right, folks, let's see what we can agree on here and get moving. I think of it in that context, where right now, for various reasons, some of them purely partisan political reasons, people have taken positions. And I hate to be so cynical, but that's what it appears like right now, and we need to get past that.
Okay, as a voter out there, and folks are wondering, October 17th, what does that mean as we get toward the debt ceiling here? What does it mean for the regular folks out there listening to you this morning?
Well, what it means is the Secretary of the Treasury has said he will be unable to have enough money to pay all the nation's obligations, and without authority from Congress, he won't be able to borrow the money. That's called the debt limit, because he's blocked from borrowing money. It's different than the debate we're in right now, where we have enough money, we just don't have authorization to spend it. In the case of the debt limit, presumably we will have authorization to spend it, but won't have enough money. And so that affords an opportunity, historically, has for decades, for some major policy changes to be enacted around that debate of the debt ceiling. And we're hoping that's what will happen here as we go forward.
Congressman, you've heard it before, and I'm reading it today. I read it in the Times, I read it in the Wall Street Journal, some other places. Should this have been done earlier?
Clearly, yes, it should have been done earlier. And a variety of reasons why things are postponed or sidestepped. But, again, historically, this has happened again and again and again. You get to a deadline, and it forces people to take the steps that they are reluctant to take earlier. It's human nature, perhaps, and it's regrettable. We tried, in fairness to my leadership, we tried weeks ago to move legislation. In fact, we passed legislation that would keep the government open. And you may recall we started by saying we've got a terrible train wreck of a health care law out there. We need to defund it. That was turned down. Frankly, I don't think any of us were surprised. And then we moved to a step that said, okay, well, let's delay it, which seems reasonable when you look at what a terribly rocky start this thing is having and how much damage it's doing to the economy. That was turned down. And then we took a step and said, okay, let's just be fair about it. Let's remove the special exemption for members of Congress and the White House and political appointees, And let's do for individuals what the president has already done for businesses and insurance companies. Let's delay the individual mandate for 1 year. Just let's be fair about this. And that was turned down, too. So it's an ongoing discussion. And as you pointed out, there are discussions going on in the background. It'd be nice if we could get the real negotiators, the appointed negotiators, to sit down and resolve this thing. And I think there are a lot of grounds to resolve it.
Yeah, so nothing on the agenda for today that anybody's aware of?
Well, we're going to vote this afternoon. I'm not sure, but I think we're going to put under a rule, which I know is inside baseball talk, but make it easier to pass with a majority, the legislation that we had yesterday, which would have opened things like the World War II Memorial for these veterans that come out, 85-year-old World War II veterans barricaded out of the World War II Memorial. People waiting to get in the Smithsonian can't get in the Smithsonian. So we had legislation which would have opened the national parks, including those, would have provided better benefits for veterans, and we needed 2/3 to pass it. And frankly, we were shocked that we couldn't. We thought everybody would be for that. But Nancy Pelosi and her folks dug in their heels. We got about a little over 30 Democrats who voted with virtually all Republicans to do that. That wasn't enough to pass it. So I think this afternoon we're going to do it under what we call under a rule, which just means that you need a majority, which we had huge majority. And so we'll try to move that legislation. And again, I don't understand why people would not want to do that. While these larger discussions are going on, why wouldn't you want to make sure that people can visit Yosemite and Yellowstone and the Statue of Liberty and the World War II Memorial? Why wouldn't you want to make sure that veterans are getting fully the benefits that they're supposed to get?